Mimi Herman co-directs Rightaways in France, Italy, and New Mexico. She's also a Kennedy Center and North Carolina teaching artist. She gave us a poem that offers one answer to a question our medical students often ask: what makes a good doctor? Here is her poem, The Good Doctor. The magic of a miracle pediatrician is mostly memory. Not only knowing which drug will halt a headache, which one will speed the course of flu, but also remembering all the relatives, grandma, and the Easter chick that grew to peck around the suburban backyard until she became November stew. But you know better than to mention that. Recalling instead the stuffed, ear-chewed gray bunny who attended every previous visit but is absent today, and asking after the rabbit's health. The trick to being a good doctor, the one your patient's parents stop to thank every time you take your family out to eat, is the practice of the practical, a prescription pad pre-printed with grandma's cough remedy, whiskey, honey, and lemon juice, in the days before we stopped feeding even a little danger to our children, in the days when you knew these ingredients could be found in almost every home, even the ones who couldn't afford a trip to the druggist. The good doctor anticipates reactions, the knee-jerk reflex, the bee-swollen throat, the cringe from the needle's kiss, the rare erratic slope from fever to hospital, from automobile accident to grief, the ones he'll miss. Anne Rankin offers her answer to a similar question in her poem, How to Save Someone's Life. Her work has also appeared in The Sun and The Washington Post. How to Save Someone's Life for Brian Rankin. First, examine the eyes for the presence of trauma. Look for other signs the past has dealt a blow the victim cannot bear alone. Check for a pulse of intractable sorrow. You will find it thready, but possibly open to intervention. You'll find the shoulders hunched over. Gently square them parallel with the future. Resist the urge to turn away. Instead, first respond to the disaster yourself. Choose your tourniquet in the shape of the wound. Inject a few words of kindness and note if the other flinches. Touch the forearm to see if you can go further. You will meet resistance. Pain cascades like rain in a storm. You will need patience for the drowning.